I'm Mike Nowitzki, and this is live from Studio A. We welcome back to the studio today a group called VVL. We had them in about a year ago. They had just released an EP. They were heading off to college or whatever these post-secondary endeavors happened to be, and they were back for the summer. They're leaving again soon, but they've got a new album out that was produced here in town. It's the CD is releasing tonight, and they've been kind enough to set aside some time for us today. Guys, welcome back to the studio, and thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Hey, anytime. So, lots to talk about, lots that people are curious about, I'm sure, about the last year of what you guys have been up to. So we'll catch up in a minute, but why don't we start with a tune? What do you guys want to get going with?
The song's called Olivia.
That is VVL live from Studio A, a group comprised of Nathaniel Harvey and Rosie Ugla. Did I say that right? Is that
yeah? You did. Nice job.
Oh yeah, thanks, thanks. And then we have a couple of brothers here. It's Joe and Lino Rousey. Again, thanks for coming back to the studio. We had these these kids in about 1 year ago, almost to the day, as a matter of fact. They were in sometime last August, I remember, because you guys had just put out that EP and were getting ready to go off to college, some of you at least. So you went, and how was that?
You know, some of us went to school. Rosie and Leno and I went to school. Joe went to his third year of high school. He's going to be finishing up this year here at UMD. But I had a really good time going to school up in the mountains in British Columbia, a little liberal arts school called Quest University. Rosie's off at the main U studying anthropology. Leno's getting really into rocks here at UMD. I think we're all having a good time. It's really nice to be here for the summer.
He's a geology major. Is that what I'm picking up with the
That's
rocks?
That's right.
Awesome. Well, so you're going to go back. You liked it, and you're going to go back for another try.
Yep, that's the plan.
Cool. Well, so a question I have then is, you know, you guys had just released this Time Falls Apart last summer, right?
Sure.
And that was recorded down at the studio underneath the Red Herring Lounge.
That's right.
And so being that you guys kind of went your separate ways for a couple seasons there, when did it come into your head that you were going to start working on a full-length album, and how have you guys made time to get together and do that creatively in the last year?
Sure. A lot of the songs for this album sort of previously existed, but almost as soon as we finished Time Falls Apart, we knew we wanted to do more of that because it just feels really good to make albums. So what we did for this one was sort of blocked out a bit of time at the beginning of the summer, from June 2nd through June 7th, we sort of lived in my living room and tracked almost the whole album except for some auxiliary tracks and vocal tracks, and wrote most of it in that week as well. And then I spent about a month and a half after that editing and mixing that album, and then mixed it with, or rather mastered that with Brian Ring a couple weeks ago and got it out there.
Okay. And you had worked with him a little bit on the previous project too, right?
Yeah, Brian actually produced Time Falls Apart and mastered it.
Okay. Well, yeah, and I want to get to that. I want to get to all that coming up a little bit later, because I do have more questions about working with him and sort of the production process as well. Why don't we hear another tune, though?
All right. This is the closest thing to a title track for this album. The song's called Something Else. Mm-hmm. Joke when I say that I'm glad to be this cold again. And I won't choke up when it's time for me to die. And all the power that I once loved is gone forever. Cause I'm something else now. I'm something else now. Apart, we hold it together. And when all the lights go out, will you set me on fire? And then when you realize that you never loved me, it'll be 'cause you're something else now. You're something else now. We'll be right back.
something else now.
VVL live from Studio A with a tune from their new album, Something That Isn't There, which is releasing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge. These lyrics seem to exhibit a rather advanced level of weatheredness or jadedness for someone of your age. Who writes these lyrics? Do you guys do that together? Is it sort of one person's mind on that?
That's mostly my department. Okay. Every once in a while, folks will help me a little bit. Specifically on this album for the song Sorry You Saw That, Rosie was really, really involved in writing lyrics for that. And the song Dusk, which is at the end, is sort of loosely based on some poetry that Joe wrote.
Okay. So the you were saying earlier, this kind of, you know, the albums or the EP and the album might have been a year apart, but the songs that were being written in sort of the creative period in your life or the creative, say, that happened sort of simultaneously?
Not necessarily. A lot of the songs on Time Falls Apart are a bit older. I think the oldest one on that album being written by me when I was like 15 or 16 years old, whereas on this album, I don't think any of the songs are more than a year old, and most of them are a couple months old.
Sure. And I've listened to both of those albums, and there are similarities, there are parallels between them, but the first one, I gotta say, sounds a lot more raw, you know, a lot more left alone, and
sure,
even more lo-fi. This one, like I said, though similar, seems to be sort of quite a bit more fussed over, and I know that you are working on both of them with Brian Ring of Lionheart Gazelle, who's going to be playing tonight, actually.
That's right.
You know, but before your guys' show at the Red Herring Lounge. So the difference in production, I wouldn't say one is better than the other. It just seems that one was really really kind of left alone and said, look, this is what it sounds like. And the new one that I just listened to seems to have a lot of tricks and seems to have been more, far more time consuming. And I don't just mean because there are more songs on it.
Sure. So there are a couple things that factor into that. The foremost of those being that last summer when we were making Time Falls Apart, that was done really, really quickly in the span of, I want to say, five or six different all night long sessions. That was because, we were sort of really, really hastily signed to Chaperone Records. And I was actually planning on making Time Falls Apart myself. We'd finished all the drum tracks, and Bob Monahan sort of offered to let us do that with Chaperone. So of course we said yes to that. But this one, I think, was sort of more planned out. I, at this point, for Something That Isn't There, had more production experience. I was actually really not that involved in the production of Time Falls Apart. That was mostly Brian, and we decided to sort of run with the sparse, sort of mellow takes for Time Falls Apart because we had to, but also because it just sort of worked in that instance.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, even though you have someone who's kind of helping produce the album for you, you sound like you have a pretty good base knowledge of how that stuff works and how you like it to sound. Is that something that you have learned from Brian? Is that something you're into up at school? Or, you know, I understand that when you're making music, it's not enough just to know how to make the music itself, but you also have to learn this whole other skill of, like, recording and production. It's like a whole other discipline.
Sure. Well, it's a couple different things there. First of all, I'll say that this album was actually entirely produced by me. Brian only was involved with the mastering of this album, which he did a really, really amazing job on. But I would say that a lot of my very limited expertise in production is impacted by Brian, not so much from, you know, tricks that he's taught me or anything, but because I personally am really, really inspired by a lot of the production work that he's done specifically for some of the Lionheart Gazelle stuff, as well as the fact that up at the school I'm going to, I I'm a student coordinator for the recording studio, so I'm helping people learn really, really basic production. And because of that position I had, I was given a lot of access to this studio and was able to sort of hone my skills and obsessively plan what we would be doing this summer.
Mm-hmm. And how's that? How's this summer been going? You guys had a few other, you know, besides tonight, have you guys had a few other shows so far?
Yeah, it's been going really well. I mean, I got back in town just in time for Homegrown. We had a really interesting Homegrown set at the Grace with Tobin Dack.
Can you elaborate on that?
It was very interesting.
It was interesting. Elaborate. It was very interesting.
And since then we've been playing a lot of fun shows, a couple gigs at the Red Star, which is very fun, especially with Jamie Ness behind the soundboard. Couple shows at the Herion. We played Rhubarb Fest with Southwire and this really kick-ass band from the city's called Malamania, sort of a Buena Vista social club vibe from those folks.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this show tonight is probably going to be our biggest this summer.
Okay. And you guys, I mean, it's gotta be kind of strange. I'm sure you guys have a lot of friends who like to listen to your music, you know, people who are your age, which if you guys are playing in these places that tend to be 21 plus type of venues, and not that there aren't 18 plus type of shows, are your friends able to come to this stuff a lot, or do you usually end up playing for people who are quite a bit older than you?
Sure. That plays itself out in a lot of different strange ways. We have a really, really amazing and committed fan base comprised mostly of 17, 18 year olds at this point, which is a bit younger than most mm-hmm. of us. Most of my Duluth friends at this point are 20 somethings in bands in Duluth who I've met through the music scene. When we play 21 plus shows, we have a pretty great specific crowd, and when we play all ages shows, it's another demographic. But
yeah,
we always get a nice.
I was noticing that you've got a few faces that are familiar to me anyway. Micah Tigner on there, sitting in a harmonica, tambourine. Grace Holden playing the trumpet. Grace Holden from Red Mountain.
Grace did a really
trumpet.
Really great job. And Micah for the last two tracks on the album, which are two acoustic versions of the songs Something Else and No Pockets. We actually tracked those at his apartment using an old reel-to-reel machine that he has, and we did those really, really lo-fi, just a single room mic into those.
You know, I've been there, and I've seen that, and that's not just the only one thing that he has that's from that era.
He has a
totally
lot of great
inundated.
Toys. Yeah. And if you check out his new EP, Two Time in Teeth, from Chase Down Blue, which is available on Bandcamp right now, and he also has cassettes, he does some really, really amazing stuff with tape in the intro and outro of that EP, some really sort of gorgeous, scary, warbly tape noises.
Yeah. All right, there it is, the Chase Down Blue plug. All right, well, hey, let's hear another tune, shall we?
Sure thing. This song is called New Mediums.
This is Viviel live from Studio A.
She'll drive while we watch, and she'll cry while we watch, and she'll sing while we talk about the things that she don't yet know. And and the world loves her, just not as much. And she can't see God, but she can't touch. She drops convention at every turn. She's creating new media. She's creating new. And her legs will do some walking. And her hands will push aside her hair. And her lips will do some lying. And her mind, and her body, and her mind, and her body. And her mind, and her body, never mind her body.
She's not much, but she's many. And she's more than the things she's done. She's been sentenced to death by age. She's creating new mediums. She's creating new.
That's Vivielle live from Studio A. They are out with a new album. It's called Something That Isn't There. It's the follow-up to last year's EP, Time Falls Apart. It's releasing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. That show starts around 9 p.m. Opening will be Duluth's own Lion or Gazelle, and also a husband and wife duo out of Nashville called The Smoking Flowers, who were here actually not too long ago. So that's happening this evening. Guys, thanks a lot for coming in. It's good to hear from you again.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, anytime. Today's Live from Studio A interview was produced by Christine Dean, audio assistant Chris Harwood, web assistant Katie Rudd, and myself, Mike Nowitzki. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.